Good evening, everybody. Woo, thank you for indulging me. It's Wednesday, June 22nd, 2022. That's 6-22-22. Something's going to happen tonight. This is the Fakeologist Show. We do the show Sunday through Thursday, somewhere between 8 and 8:30. And sometimes we have guests. And tonight we have a special guest. And I will not waste any more of his time since he let me play that whole video through. That's Heart. That's Crazy on You. And introducing the one, the only, the Apocalypse Watchman, Mr. E. Hello, Mr. E.
Hello.
I always get excited when you come on the show because this is one of my favorite indulgences, transvestigations, and I still consider you the best at it.
Oh, you can't say that. You're going to piss off all the other ones.
That's fine. You can only have one favorite.
It's your opinion.
You can only have one favorite. This whole show is my opinion, damn it. You're still my favorite because you mix esoterica, you mix the body analysis, you mix in humor, and you mix in your own musical abilities. You're the whole deal. You're just the most entertaining creator when it comes to this. So that's why I like having you on. And of course, you are quite aware of all the other psyops and hoaxes that are going on. Plus, you've been personally affected by the latest COVID psyop, which I feel badly for. So I don't mind promoting that you have a PayPal and that anyone who wants to help in a small way or a big way, they can do so.
Appreciate that.
I'll put the links to any of those things. Well, actually, your main page is called Apocalypse Watchman on BitChute. And I think if you click on About, you can see a link to your Patreon here and your PayPal as well. So people can, I'll just say that right up front. Are you sure that these are castrados? Because when I first played the official video that didn't have any video in it, so I had to stop it and play the concert footage from 1977. And
yeah,
Nancy was pretty damn cute. She would have been in her 20s. Looking at a guy there?
Well, I think so, yeah. I mean, it's the makeup, and you know, the fashion and the makeup is an incredibly powerful optical illusion.
Mm-hmm. I was focusing on her jawline there. She would have been in her 20s.
Yeah, I mean, Nancy is tougher. It was a little bit tougher. Both of them. I mean, this is kind of a, I'd say kind of an advanced case study.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a little bit difficult. And, but, you know, I think I made a, pretty decent argument that they're both, castrato, that's kind of a different topic, but I think they're transvestites. They're men, biological men.
Right.
Dressed as women, performers, entertainers. And even just, there's many different reasons why, but just even that video you just played, Nancy was kind of rocking out, in a fairly aggressive masculine way.
I think.
And that's not my main argument necessarily.
Yes.
It's always about bone structure, but.
Yes.
This is not my main argument either, but just as a side note, and this is going to sound really sexist, I'm sure, but.
Okay.
You know, I play guitar. I've been around musicians my whole life. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a woman play guitar all that well, to be honest.
Right. Well, there's a.
You know what I mean?
You need physical strength.
And I'm sure there's some exceptions out there. And,
is it because of a strength, physical strength?
No. I don't think you need to be that strong to play guitar, but I don't know. It's something they're good at piano and other instruments, violin, whatever, singing, so I don't know what it is about the guitar. Mm-hmm. Maybe they just don't want to sit there and practice. I don't know what it is, but I've just never seen like a woman, who's your favorite female guitarist?
Well,
there are none.
Well, now that I watched, I suffer from recency syndrome, and watching Nancy play that guitar,
Isn't it a real biological female?
I know. I agree. The only
now,
somebody
could make an argument that they're biological females, but I would, you know, I have an argument that I'm making that they're biological males. And
no, I'm okay with it. I just
I grew up. Yeah. Oh, it's good to question, though. I mean, you know, because there's always going to be people who don't believe what I'm saying, right?
I was looking at specifically Nancy or Anne, the singer, and I thought she was especially cute. I was looking at her jawline while she was singing. She must have been in her 20s at that point.
You mean Nancy? Wait, who's
Anne? Is the singer,
guitar player?
Yeah,
yeah, Anne's the singer.
I was looking at Anne's face.
Yeah, Nancy was considered to be the hot one, and back in the day,
the blonde,
I'm thinking 80s, you know. Yeah, the blonde.
Oh, okay.
The skinny one.
Right.
The other one was quite large.
Well, in that
and they
video,
were always trying to cover it up.
Yeah, in that video though, that was early on. I thought that the lead singer
Anne
looked,
was not large.
Anne looked hot.
Yeah, Anne, I mean, if you Anne these days has a very very low voice. In fact, pretty much the same as mine when I'm speaking right now. If you want to look at a recent video, I mean, you could do it now or later. Or whatever,
I watched her at the Kennedy Center. I watched her at the Kennedy Centers doing the. And that's I agree with you. I'm only talking just about right what we just watched. That doesn't mean they didn't get switched, but no. I listen, you did a great video. It's called...
Well, sometimes the trannies look attractive. I mean, you know, they're always named the most beautiful women in the world. Right?
I know. I've said it before. I mean, Sandra Bullock.
They're like handsome men with makeup and surgery and the whole thing. You know, I mean, a lot of them work as models and stuff like that. A lot of women think they're pretty. And a lot of people, you know, obviously we don't, you know, we think their body, they're passing. They've made it this far in their life without people realizing that they're biological men. So they fooled the whole world. And they all do. They have all fooled the whole world.
And
Sandra Bullock is still fooling people.
Yes.
Even with that Adam's apple poking out.
I know. I overlooked that. I overlooked that Adam's apple. And you know what? We do overlook the thing.
We don't think of it, right?
We don't. Yes,
we don't, doesn't occur to us.
Yes, our brain blanks it out. But watching Nancy and her mannerisms and her posture and her gesticulations with the guitar, I just thought, man, for sure that Nancy with the that was man, all man, and she's standing right beside a skinny man playing the lead guitar as well. So yeah, there's no doubt. Yeah. And Chrissy Hynde in the chat. Chrissy Hynde for sure. Jet. Always thought that was a man. And I love the Pretenders.
They're pretending.
I know. Did you do a video on the Pretenders? Right. That must have been.
Don't think I have.
Oh,
I don't think I have.
Can I put in a request?
Haven't gotten around to. They're on the list forever, and I just never. I think I'll start doing more of these people.
Oh, if you could, because
the musicians, you know.
If I could put a request in for the Pretenders, because I spent months. Back in the early 80s, loving the Pretenders. So you're not going to hurt me by doing it, but it just always, I always thought, man, this is not an attractive woman, but man, she can play. God, she can play. And God, she can sing.
Oh, pretty low voice. That one's got low voice. See, that one might not be a castrato, though, because that one doesn't have that, that one doesn't really belt it out, as far as I know. I don't know their, I just kind of know their hit songs. I don't know their albums that well, but, you know, that one has kind of a lower voice.
Yes.
So probably not a castrato. See, and the castrato, I haven't done a full medical investigation, obviously, on these people.
Well, right. So and the Hart sisters have probably never appeared in bikinis. There's no way you're going to get access to that.
They're always, you know, here's the thing. Like what I realized I know now more than I used to know back then. And back in the day, in the 80s, 90s, and even before 7 years ago, I didn't know about these, the trannies, you know. I just didn't know about this whole phenomenon, but I always kind of suspected something was off. So I'm kind of going back and I'm like, oh, well, that explains it. That's why, like, you could never really see Anne, the singer, in the videos. They were always kind of hiding Anne. And then everyone thought, well, it's because she's fat, you know, and all that. But there's more to it than that, you know. And even the other one, even the guitarist, I thought, how come she moves differently than, you know, she's like a dude, you know.
There's no doubt.
And you don't quite put the pieces together, you know.
And you did a video. I'm going to point everyone to it. It's called Heart, Baby Lestrange, which is one of their songs. And you or it's their album. You make a comprehensive case. And the case is very solid. And I'm, and,
well, you know, at the very end, that was like the last thing I discovered was that Nancy, like, you know, had a couple of children, but through surrogate. And even surrogate.
Yes, that was so
And I, like I didn't even know that. I made the whole video, and then that was the last bit of information I discovered. And it was like, oh, okay. Yeah,
they said she right gave yeah, they said she gave birth to twins, but they weren't her eggs and she didn't carry the baby, but she gave birth to twins.
Yeah, fine print. They do that all the time. They've done that with Kim Kardashian, all of them. Oh, she just gave birth. It's like, no. She paid some like Filipino slave to carry the baby and wasn't even the egg. Like, who knows what kind of the exact details of the breeding program. I think we don't know necessarily, but we have a general idea. We can speculate, you know, we can theorize and speculate basically what's going on, that they're not carrying the baby and someone else is or something else is.
Well, if you had the money, would you really carry the baby? I guess if you were the average elite, I'm not sure I'd want to go through the experience, although I'm not a woman and I think it would probably be valuable to carry my own baby. But on the other hand, if you're an elite person and you know there is always the chance of death during childbirth as well. I mean, that's just a fact.
Except, and I think it messes up their body a lot. You know, it must be quite an ordeal, you know.
Yeah.
For them to do that. Now, and there's a lot of, like, in science fiction, and there's even the propaganda, the feminist movement. There's a lot of, you know, just messaging out there that being pregnant is a bad thing.
Oh, yes. And I can speak from experience. I've said it before on my show. The experience that my wife and I went through, having children and being sucked into the medical system, it was so debilitating. It's awful. The testing, the unnecessary testing, the psychological damage they put through with the woman through. My wife's a tough woman. She doesn't take crap from anybody, but she was humoring me because I was the one that thought we should just follow all the white coat orders. I'm such a slave to the system at the time. And I just so regret. Because she's the kind of person that says, I don't go to doctors. What are you talking about?
So just the physical pregnancy itself wasn't the worst thing. It was the dealing with the hospitals and the doctors.
That's right. Because the test, they test you to death. They test you at 3 months, 4 months. They spread your legs. They poke their nose up to see what's going on. Even if you're having no problems, they're just so invasive. They're so nosy is the way.
And then when the kid's born, they just start injecting them, you know?
They don't even, they didn't even wait for the child to be born. They said, you know what? You're overdue. Let's go. Let's go where? Uh-huh. let's do a test. Oh, no, you've got this. You've got that. Let's get that baby out as if it's a tumor. And then, oh, my God. And then their end goal is to do a surgery. That's always their end goal because they can control the situation. With the childbirth, you can't always control nature. You can't control the timing. You can't control anything. And
you mean
hospitals.
Like a C-section?
Oh yeah, yeah. They weren't right for the C. Now,
what kind of scar? I'm just curious because I have a huge scar in my abdomen these days.
Yeah.
Kind of on the right side. But what is the C-section scar? Is it a huge long cut?
They may as well put a zipper there, especially if you have more than one. it's nasty.
So a woman who has a C-section has a long recovery time from that operation.
They have a long recovery time. They're not really in any shape to nurse or nurture the baby when it's born.
I can't imagine. Yeah, I mean, I'm still in pain. This has been 6 months.
Oh yeah, and then of course because
they removed since my organ harvesting incident.
Right. I hope you made good money for that. But then, of course, a scar itches for your entire life because it's not the original tissue. It's scar tissue. So listen, it's an awful thing. And I know that the whole medical system is geared towards it, surgery. And I don't want to see the statistics, but I know they're probably increasing every year C-sections because it's, you know, they'll blame it on insurance saying, well, you know, we can't get insurance for natural birth. But when it's surgery, of course, it's a controlled situation so we can. they have a million and one financial reasons, and we know there's something more devious about it probably as well. But in the end, they make it a crappy experience. And one of the people I follow is a Substack woman called Yolande something or other. She's a Canadian. She's had 9 children, and she's a birth coach. And I read her just because I like to see the other side of the story. And she is very brilliant. And when it comes to coaching women on natural ways to have birth, you know, it's not a medical procedure. So she really is very interesting. And
I mean, people have been having birth for thousands of years, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of obviously we kind of perfected.
I mean, it is risky. My father's mother died when he was born.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So my grandmother, I never knew my grandmother. Yeah. Mm. So he grew up without him. He was a motherless child, basically.
Right. Well, that's
it must be kind of damaging. I mean, you know, just think growing up thinking that your birth killed your mother.
Oh, I know. They don't want you to go through that trauma, so that's why they control the situation. But the reason I played crazy on you is towards the end, the pipes on Ann Wilson with her screaming that out. That's when I thought, something special right there. That's like a straddle thing.
I mean,
going
it's
on.
Always on the verge of being kind of annoying, almost, you know. For the most part, Ann Wilson screech. Has a good voice. Mm-hmm. And I remember in the 90s, and I was playing in a band, and the singer in my band at the time, he really liked Ann Wilson. And you know, Ann can sing kind of the soft parts as well, quiet parts, and then get loud. It's a bit shrill sometimes, you know what I mean? And they're all kind of like that. And I've never really liked listening to these female artists. Now, in extreme case, I'll probably do a video, but what's that one? Joni Mitchell.
Yeah, sorry. I was just queuing
Joni
up.
Mitchell. Okay, yeah, we can keep talking about heart. But like Joni Mitchell sings in a falsetto voice the whole time. When it's just right. Annoying. Joni, you know, John Mitchell, right? With the big head.
Yes.
And I mean, so like they all just have, they all just sound kind of funny if you really stop and think about it. But Heart has so many things going on. You know, I just noticed in your video, they had 3 guitarists.
Right.
I always thought they just had 2 guitarists, but they, I think they changed over the years, but.
Sure. Bands change.
But the musically, there's a lot going on and a lot of interesting things. So you don't really, music, we just respond emotionally to it. We don't think about it when we listen to it, you know, and even if you watch a music video, you know, in the 80s, MTV, you just kind of veg out and watch the video, you know, you don't think about it.
Well, I agree 100%. I love music. Before podcasts, I listen to music all day in my job as a driver. I've been driving around for 30 years and I listen to music for 20 years. So I would crank the tunes and your brain goes to a different place. There's no doubt. I didn't watch videos. I just listened to music and I loved Heart. There's no doubt about it. Now you haven't really ruined it for me. You've just really explained it for me. That's why.
What's this? What song? A Stair to Heaven. They also did a cover of Dream On. That's another one I was looking at. That's the one I played. I played the music. My wife couldn't see the video, and I said, "Is this a man or a woman singing this song?"
Well, actually, you're talking about Aerosmith's Dream On, and
that was Heart. Yeah, Heart was singing it.
Okay, so. I haven't seen that, but.
Steven, that was Heart's version, yeah.
Stephanie Tyler or Steven Tyler, when he screams, when he's doing the chorus in Dream On, that is what you're saying. It's on the verge of nails on the blackboard when he's screeching.
Yeah. And he's got that raspy voice like that.
Right.
I think they call it vocal tear or something like that.
Right.
Which is... That's a great sound to have for a male singer in a rock band, but you can't find. I was always looking for a singer like that, you know, because you know I play guitar. It's like, oh, if I could just get a singer that Rod Stewart,
the raspiness
kind of voice, Axl Rose. But now Axl Rose, by the way, I'm going to say something really controversial, and the Transvestigators are going to hate me. Axl Rose has lost weight in 2022, and he's on tour with his band, so. You know,
which way is he? Because I'm not a big GNR fan.
I'm in the minority, and people think I'm crazy or something. You know,
don't worry about it.
I think he's male. I think Axl Rose is a man, and I'm like the only guy who thinks that. That's fine. Look at him now. Look at him now. Not see if people think, oh, if a guy's fat, that means he's a female. I don't think it's that simple. You know?
No, of course not.
And I know they do look funny. I don't know why their faces look kind of funny and they don't age well, but he's back in shape though. He's like in shape now mm-hmm. in 2022 on stage, and the bone structure looks male to me. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, it's not controversial to me because I'm not too worried about it. What with your videos, you bring the whole package. You're not just saying this guy's a guy, this is a girl. No, you bring the whole reasoning behind it. That's what makes your videos rich. You know, you don't.
In the beginning, I did that, and then you have to learn. I had to learn how to do it. You know, because in the beginning, I was like, oh yeah, that's a guy, that's a girl, because you can just see it, right? And then you just say it, and like it's hard to explain it. Like that's a dog, that's a cat.
Right.
How do you really know how to explain it any further than that. So, but that's why the bone structure, and I don't think the bone structure thing works that well with FTMs, female to male, to be honest.
Okay.
They change through hormones. They basically go through male puberty. So it's a little tougher to find that, objective evidence.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I'm just trying to be credible. And I used to teach critical thinking, right? So, but I didn't, you know, like, yeah, at the university, like that was one of the classes I taught.
Oh, neat.
So it's like, then it's like, you know, critical thinking is just about thinking carefully and thinking through all the options objectively. What would the counter argument be? You know, and most people just think these, you know, like if you say, these two sisters are actually brothers or they're men. People just, you know, people have cognitive dissonance, right? They just think it's crazy.
They turn off.
Most people are not even going to watch the video. They're not even going to question it. They're not even going to consider. It's like flat earth or something. It's like, oh, that's crazy. It's like, oh, COVID's not real. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
Vaccines are dangerous. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like most people, that's the reaction most people have. They're not even willing to investigate further at all. Right. So that's the world we live in. And, you know, most of my audience wants to hear me say everybody in the world's a tranny. It's like, no, some other people did that. And that's just disinformation. You know,
that's poisoning. That's muddying the waters, poisoning.
Yeah,
the well.
Totally. Yeah. There's this one guy, he said, you know who I'm talking about. He said his father was a woman who gave birth to him. His wife was a tranny. His mother, you know, everyone in the world was a tranny.
Yeah, well, I'm like, not.
No. Yeah, exactly.
I just checked.
But he'd say you were. He said I was a tranny. He said everyone's a tranny.
Right, you know? Right. No.
It's like, no, dude, you know, you're insane.
No, it's just mockery when they don't have a good argument. I mean, of course the elite are going to defend this secret because it's important. And I don't even know if they care. Do you think the elite care if this gets wide acceptance, or are they not worried about it getting wide acceptance?
Well, I mean, they shut down my channel a few times, and
yeah, but they're shutting everyone's channel down for everything. Yeah.
There was this documentary on Freemasonry that I watched once, maybe 6 months ago or so, and it was, you know, they're not going to disclose all their secrets in a documentary, but the one guy said, he said, well, I don't care if you discover our secrets, but I'm not supposed to disclose the secrets. That's
what
he said.
And yeah, it makes sense.
So maybe, you know, so like he did, you know, so maybe there's some truth in that. They don't care if we discover it, but they might want to control it a little bit. They might want to suppress it. Cause most people are not going to believe it anyway. That's the thing, you know? Yeah. I could go on CNN tomorrow and make this in, you know, they could play one of my videos on TV and everyone would just laugh at it.
No, it's true. You know what I mean? Well, you could, and like you said, I could go on CNN tomorrow and say that earthquake in Afghanistan's probably fake. Here's why. And most people think, no, how can you fake an earthquake?
They talked about, there's some movie, I think it was called The Core, mm-hmm. or one of those natural disaster movies. And they even said in that movie, like 15, 20 years ago, they're like, oh yeah, China has the technology to create earthquakes.
Mm-hmm.
Like they disclose that they can create earthquakes.
But I think that's disinfo.
In the fictional movies.
Like, I don't think I could simulate an earthquake in Toronto because there are too many people with camera phones. But if it's in downtown, the southeast province of Afghanistan, where there's the literacy rate is 30%, I'm pretty sure I could use the media to convince you there was an earthquake there. So that's what I'm saying.
I think they're saying, but they're saying they can actually create real earthquakes.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well,
I mean, dude, I was in the Tokyo, I was in the Japan earthquake of 2011,
okay.
magnitude 9. Okay. I was in that earthquake.
And
50 million other people were in it as well.
Okay.
You don't believe me.
No.
So earthquakes are real. I've been in thousands of earthquakes.
Okay. So what happened, though? Did Tokyo fall down or?
No. But the buildings were like rock. I mean, Tokyo is built to withstand earthquakes because they know there's going to be earthquakes.
Yes.
And
so
there's I mean, I thought I was going to die, though. It was so strong.
Because you were up high?
It was a traumatic experience. I was traumatized. I was in a building. It was like if a giant creature came out of the earth and just picked up the building you're in and started shaking it or something.
Right.
That's what it felt like.
Okay.
You know?
Well, there's some first-hand testimony.
I really thought I was
going to
die. No, earthquakes are real. I don't think you get too many in Toronto, but go to Japan, you'll be in some earthquakes for sure.
Okay.
And so earthquakes are real, but what causes earthquakes? That's the question, you know.
Right.
And some of them probably are fake. Like, you know, you don't like you said in Afghanistan, you could just say there's an earthquake and shake a camera. Oh, there's an earthquake.
Yeah, exactly. Or in my guess, and I'm just spitballing, but in my guess, they could just, because it was at night, of course, when everyone was allegedly sleeping in their mud huts, but they could have unleashed some bunker bombs from the air, or they could have right? Or they could have had them buried previously and then just blown them all up in strategic locations. And
can do anything. They can say anything they want. Just like in fact, I just saw the headline news today. It was polio in the UK because they're monitoring the sewage system.
Yes, of course.
You know, there's polios in the poop.
Right. Yes.
You know, there's no cases. There's nothing. They can just say anything. They
can
want
say anything.
And
that's
spread
it.
And I mean, it's pretty, it's a kind of a dire situation, to be honest, right? They can just say anything they want and cause any kind of panic they want.
Exactly. That's my point.
Anytime they want.
Yeah, that's my point. And I'm not going to argue with you or dispute that you weren't in an earthquake in Tokyo, but
Some people have. I'm not saying you're saying that, but other people have said that earthquake was fake. And it's like, well, no, dude, I was in it and you weren't.
yeah, for sure. But then
million other people were in it.
But then I got questioning. I put this post up on fakeologist.com. Then I got questioning the whole plate tectonic theory. And then my daughter was saying tonight, you can't question that. I learned about that in school. I said, yeah, I know you learned it in school, but it's a theory.
It was in the textbook.
It's a theory. Like, how could you possibly verify there are plates floating on magma near the Earth's core? It's a great theory. I'll give you that. I don't have a counter theory to it. And then, you know, my wife said, well, we were in Hawaii. We saw the lava. Yeah, I know we were walking around the lava. That doesn't have anything to do with the plate tectonic theory, though. Yeah, there was a volcano there. I know. It was hot. You know, I saw all that. I was there. But it doesn't really explain why or how or the mechanisms of how the Earth works, because those are just theories. That's all I was saying. But it's not a complete questioning. It's a mostly...
And you're supposed to. In science, we're supposed to question the science. That's what science is. That's how we discover. That's how we make new discoveries. We question.
Yeah.
We question the existing theories, and then come up with a better theory.
And we haven't really got very far in the last 50 years, I don't think, explaining a lot of the things that go on in this Earth. Why? Why is everything
stalled? Well, it's all lies. Yeah. It's all suppressed. They know how it all works.
Exactly.
But they're hiding it from us.
Exactly. Yeah. So
there's free, you know, electricity, right? Lightning. You know, a bolt of lightning it looks like daytime.
Yes.
In the middle
does.
Of the night, and a lightning strike, and I've got this on film. I mean, and then you pause it, you slow it down. It's like,
it is amazing.
It's daytime for a split second. You know, it's like, what's going on there?
It's like
Northern Lights. Do you see the Northern Lights where you are?
Not really. No, you have to.
I used to see them every summer in Northern Minnesota.
Okay.
I'd see the Northern Lights or a trip.
Right,
they're pretty wild.
I've
it's
seen
like,
them on video,
that?
But I've never seen them really
to see
for myself
in real life. All the time, I'd be out like at a campfire.
Oh, nice.
In the summer, like usually like in August, I think, And like we'd be drinking or something. And I always thought I was hallucinating or something. It's like, what the hell is that? It's so weird. It's so wild. It's like,
I was even saying that just fire is like magic. Just if you think about fire, you light before you rub two sticks and all of a sudden this apparition of heat would just pop up before you. So you can imagine discovering fire thinking, wow, that's magic. Think about it. Where does it come from? How does it even happen? How do you explain fire to somebody? Really? It's almost like a magic act when it just pops up.
Yeah, and when it's controlled, it's very useful and helpful. But then on the other hand, it could ruin your life too, right?
Oh my God,
So
we've gone through heart. I'm just looking in the comments today. I should ask some comments because Dirty.
Oh yeah, we should take some questions.
Dirty Benny is a huge fan of yours, of course, and he's our lead transvestigator in the forums for sure. This is his favorite topic, so I'm happy to have you on. So I don't know if you can see the questions. You can just pick whatever one you want.
I can see them on the.
Yeah, and your audio is pretty good tonight. There's the tiniest distortion, but it's not enough to worry about tonight. So it's great. That's great. But he asked Dirty Benny. Hey, go ahead.
Oh, so someone's asking about Pat Benatar. That's a tough one.
Oh, really? You've looked at her?
Somebody asking. Dirty Benny's asking.
Yeah.
What do I think about Pat Benatar? I've never really looked in deeply. That's a tough one. I mean, I'd have to look at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if you want to.
I mean, I love my musicians. I love my musicians. So I like Pat Benatar too.
I can't think of any. What are the songs? Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
Oh, yeah. That's her biggest hit. If you just type in Pat Ben.
She's, you know, kind of one of these tough girls from the 80s.
Yeah. But she's a Joan Jett look.
Kind of tiny. Joan Jett's a little more obvious, like way more obvious to me. But Pat Benatar might be some kind of.
Her name is Patricia May Giraldo, born
Giraldo.
Andrew Zajewski. Is that Polish? She was.
Andrew, what's the name? Your screen is kind of small there.
Yeah, sorry. Her name is Patricia May Giraldo. I'll blow that up.
Can you pull up some photos if you want?
Yeah, sure, sure. We can transvestigate her real quick.
But this one's
born Andrew Juski. Andrew Juski.
See, there's a saying in critical thinking. Like the more what is the saying? It's wild or amazing claims require amazing
right
evidence. Something like
yes,
that.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So the harder they are, then the more evidence you need, you know what I mean?
She married Neil Giraldo. So her name is really Andrew Zajewski, which is I think that's Polish. Yeah. I know I'm saying it wrong.
Yeah. Or it could be Ukrainian.
Yeah, and she's on tour.
Wow, these people never stop.
No, how can they? Because they can't sell records anymore.
That's true, yeah.
They have to.
Tons of makeup. So what we want to do is try to find the bone structure first. Because it's covered. It's covered in makeup and clothes and skin. That's why when they're fat, it's hard.
That one's interesting.
Oh, see, that looks kind of masculine, doesn't it?
Oh, totally, totally, totally. Oh. It has a Osmond look to it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Geez. Very feminized overall and kind of looks kind of small and petite. Yeah. See, now that we look, I've never looked at this person before. So, whoa. Yeah. Yeah. I would say this is.
You just get a vibe right away, don't you?
Look at that one right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, just so thin and bony. There's another one. Yeah. You could probably get some decent body shots, kind of sticking the butt out, right?
No doubt. She's not. You know, these guys, they're cute.
But not, I mean, see, like that, it's so hard to tell. You know?
I know.
But I think that's a tranny. Sometimes even in real life, you'll see a tranny and you're like.
I know you, when they
were. I saw, over the weekend, I saw some, like, I went to, you know, went out to eat with my wife and there was like, the waiter was a tranny. And
really?
It seemed like half the customers were trannies. Yeah, it was like.
Like, you're in Thailand, right?
Just, yeah.
Well, that is
now there's
that,
you know people think the whole country is full of it. They're in the only in the tourist spots,
right?
They're not everywhere. In my house, I never see trannies where I live ever.
Is that because the tourists are looking for them? I'm guessing. The tourists want that.
Well, I guess, yeah.
There's a whole, isn't Thailand
and,
known
and they only come out at night. Like, you know, they come, basically, they come out at night and they're prostitutes. Yeah. And, so you generally you'll see them at night and bar, you know, they're by the bar. So people are drunk. And, I think some people are looking for that. And, you know, but they're starting to come out more now in the, like in the normal places, like a restaurant or, working in an office or something.
Man,
we had one in my former workplace.
You can't get
see that one. That photo there is, you'd be like, well, not sure. Right.
So close. We're seeing every wrinkle.
I think it is.
I think
this one.
This is where high resolution photos really, can be a celebrity's worst nightmare. These high resolution photos where you get
someone's probably done a video on this person, mm-hmm. which doesn't prove, you know, it doesn't mean, you know, that doesn't guarantee it's a tranny, but at least they've presented some kind of argument. Yeah, I think it is. It's one of these,
reminds me of the girl from Happy Days, actually. What's her name? Joanie.
Yeah, and that looked like Mariah Carey right there.
Right.
The face. On the thumbnail from my video, it pretty much says it all with Mariah Carey. Yeah, I'm going to say, yeah, that's a tranny.
Okay. Well,
Pat Benatar, hit me with your best shot.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's another thing they put in. They code their songs,
good voice.
Huh? Oh, great voice.
Well, that's another, that one has a, that might even be it. Look at the one on the bottom there with the shoulders, second from the, in fact, all those.
Right here?
That one and then the one next to it. Right. See how it's low body fat, right? And estrogen, I would say.
And yeah, that one would not up. This one here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
It almost looks like Mariah Carey's got that Mariah Carey. So I think they're ethnically a little bit, you know, they're not like, you know, they're from this one almost looks like Middle Eastern a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. Like Turkish or something.
Yeah, I don't. There's a lot of coding in some of the song titles as well, but I don't really see
anything. Fire and Ice.
All right, okay.
Fire and Ice.
It stands out to you more than me, yeah.
Is this a greatest hit? No, this is not a greatest hit.
Well, I just popped up some.
Greatest hits, yeah. And Ultimate Collection.
Right.
I don't even know these songs. This is not the Ultimate Collection. No one's heard of these songs.
Well, I know a lot of them. But Hit Me With Your Best Shot is the best one. Is it even on here?
That one was huge. This one, I used to like Pat Benatar in the 80s. This was early 80s.
No, I did too. Hey, I'm a big fan.
It's portraying the tough chick.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, that's another. It is very androgynous looking, if you think about it. And then the short hair. Oh, dude, this is a good place for me to say my crazy. I had this weird dream the other day that the government required everyone to be bald, men, women, and children. So I'll just throw, I'll always forget to say that in a video. So I'll just throw
is
it
that
out there.
Something?
It was a dream, right?
Are you trying to predict?
It was a dream. So I couldn't, you know, it's not my idea.
You can't crowbar that into your video. So you're saying. What would the purpose of that be?
Well, I don't know. It was a dream I had, but what's the purpose of a mask? It's the same as the mask. If they can make everyone wear a mask, they can make everybody shave their head. It makes everyone look the same, and it makes everyone look androgynous. You can't tell the men from the women.
This is Chrissy
Hynde. So I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm just saying I had the, you know, they could do anything they want.
You had a bit
Chrissy
of
Chrissy Hynde.
Yeah. Chrissy Hynde. Yeah.
That's a dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, you know, it's pretty safe to say. I mean, there may be some real females out there somewhere.
It's a Keith Richards look as she gets older. Where they blacken out the...
Telecaster.
Yeah. Hey, listen, they're talented. Yeah. They're uber talented, these people. And I think you made that clear. You don't dislike these people. You think they are fantastic musicians.
Well,
so you're complimentary.
I mean, I don't want to be all angry about this because then I'm angry. Like then now I'm like full of anger and what am I going to do? You know, start drinking again or something. You know what I mean?
Right. Like that one.
So
the sheriff's in town.
I kind of laugh at it, I guess. I mean, there's many different reactions. Yeah, it's a process really. When you first come across this, it's quite shocking. And then you kind of get used to it, I guess. But now they're definitely pushing the agenda. right? The agenda is it's just on the surface. Like everyone's now being exposed to the agenda.
Yes.
To transform the human race or something.
And that's your coverage of it goes far and beyond just a straight up transvestigation. Because what you're saying is way more relevant to everybody today. Because it is being pushed happening on everybody. Like this would be.
I mean, 6 years ago. I said they want to transform humans into a new species.
Like, and it sounded crazy. It sounded crazy 6 years ago, but now it's explanatory now.
Now they talk about it on Fox News and Alex Jones and probably CNN.
And Harare, that guy is such a little creepazoid. I call him a court dwarf. And actually, I did a post on that where the kings always like to keep a dwarf nearby. It made them look good and smart.
Oh, yeah. You sent me that. That's pretty That's pretty wild. I mean, just how these people are so sick, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, just think how cruel that is.
Yeah.
Put a dwarf next to you to make you look taller.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, just think how insecure you'd have to be.
Well, it's part of the illusion. That's what the guy's point was who made the post on that. It's part of the illusion
of power.
Yeah, and then you're bigger, you're, and then they have the jester, the court jester. Like, I really still think we're sort of ruled by royalty in a way. They use the same old tactics, you know?
Yeah, and then they're all kind of related.
Yeah, these are old ruling tactics because we're still being ruled. I just think that they're bringing in the peasants now. They're from the farm. They're bringing them back under a little stricter control because they think, the American experiment's over, actually.
Mm.
So now they're shutting it down. That's my thought.
Yeah.
It was an experiment. It almost worked. I think it gave them many innovations, but I think it's over.
That's probably what they wanted. Yeah, they maybe used the labor force to create.
There was a ton of creativity. Incentivize.
It's a carrot and stick, you know. It's like, hey, if you work real hard, you will.
Yeah, but America discovered a lot of stuff, didn't they? There was a lot of innovation. I think they almost just let it go wild and then harvest it, and then it's time to bring it back in.
Yeah.
Close the farm.
Bring up the internet, bring up the digital system so that now the infrastructure's been built.
Yes.
We built our own prison.
Yeah. Well, they got a lot of technology out of America, and then once people got a little too rich and a little too indulgent, self-indulgent, shall we say. The work ethic started to wane and people just decided to just indulge a little more, maybe travel, maybe eat a little too rich foods. They decided they just take the industry over to China where these were newly formed slaves. So they're not going to be quite as uppity and quite as demanding. And they're going to work for 50 to 100 years at 100%. And take all the production away from America. They'll shut China down too after those people decide they want to work for a little bit more and move it to some other place, or just roboticize the whole thing. But yeah, I think it's all a plan. But anyway, we're getting off topic here.
There's another question.
Go for it.
Where was that connection between demons and AI?
Right.
That's kind of a tough one. I have a few videos in the pipeline, and I do talk about that more in a new video that's almost finished.
Wow.
But that's something that the guy Silas was talking about too, right?
Mm-hmm,
AI and the Kabbalah, and that really got me thinking and looking. I started looking into that stuff a little bit more since then.
And, oh, good. It got your creative juices flowing.
Demons and AI. I mean, I think probably what I was talking about. And, you know, in the ancient world, they thought a statue or an idol of a god or even of a king was like a dead king or something was possessed by the spirit of that god or that whatever. And I don't know what he's talking about exactly what I said. He said Mr. E mentioned demons and AI in his latest video.
He can elaborate a little bit more if he wants. Yeah.
I don't know what exactly he's talking about there, but you know, I'm kind of thinking these days, and which is what I used to think as well. They want to turn our bodies; they're using our bodies as containers for, you know, and it depends on your worldview if you believe demons exist, you know. And I do. I can't prove it, you know. I've never really seen one, but it seems as if they're acting as if, I think they do exist by just by the way we see them manifesting through other, you know, people. It seems like there's a lot of demonically possessed people in this world, you know.
I think they're all
doing
public
the same things.
I think they're all public health officials now.
Yeah, exactly.
I think
if they can, you know, hijack our bodies and as containers for, because we all have a spirit, but then, you know, we have our spirit, but then you can, you know, a different spirit can move into your body. And that's what these rituals are all about. And, you know, in Kabbalah, I was reading this book. They said that when people practice Kabbalistic meditation, they're supposed to encounter spiritual beings and entities and stuff. Like, that's a normal thing that's supposed to happen to people who practice Kabbalistic meditation. Like, so it's all about, you know, the occult and all that. They're in contact with things that we don't even know exist. Beings, you know, the supernatural world, you know. And I mean, in fact, I think that's like the royalty that controls the world. It's like a science fiction movie. Like, the aliens control the world leaders and the world leaders control the peasants.
Right.
You know, I think that's kind of the hierarchy that's going on. There, you know, they seem to be, you know, there seems to be a higher authority than just Joe Biden.
Well, Joe, you know, Biden is being
Trudeau.
Yeah, my take on these guys at this level is they are there to show what elected failures are supposed to look like. In other words, the people are going to be so sick of these people, they're just going to want appointed managers at this point. They just having these bumbling idiots run things.
Yeah.
It makes it more obvious they can't be running things. They can't even remember their lines, and they run away from controversy like Trudeau. And even the symbolic nature of Joe Biden falling off a bike. I mean, this is just symbolism. Like, if he really did fall, like, I would not be on a bike if I was kind of rickety at 80 years old. No, because we know that when old people fall, they can die. We all know. Most of our seniors in our lives, we know once they fall, that usually is the end. It starts off a cascading series of events that puts them in the hospital, and then
that's
true.
Yeah. My mom got the last year, like about a year ago. My mom got her second shot, second shot, and then she passed out in her kitchen and broke her hip.
Right,
like 2 weeks after that. And I told her, I said, well, you know, one of the side effects of the shot is people pass out and faint and fall down. And she's like, oh, no. But she broke her hip. Like, it ruined her whole summer. She's kind of better now. But, you know, it's like, I try to, you know, warn
it's
her.
It's lucky it didn't kill her, because
she thinks I'm crazy.
It's all the things that happen once they've fallen. Like, my father-in-law, he was in his 90s. Once you fall, then you're just weaker, and then it takes a long time to rehabilitate. And it's very dangerous, because that's when your body starts to really break down. I this is something I found on Twitter today as a little gift to you, Brooke Shields. sorry about that.
That was Caitlyn Jenner.
Right, Jenner. This one just came into my feed there.
Whoa.
I think
speaking of, you know, my mother, she brought me to that movie, Blue Lagoon.
Right.
Remember that one? I was like 10 years old or something.
That was soft porn, for God's sakes. What kind of mother is that?
She left when I was two. She's a feminist.
Oh, your mother?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She's a feminist. She left. She's liberal feminist. She left when I was two. I was raised by my father.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
She told me the biggest mistake I ever made in my life was getting married and having children.
Wow. Wow. How old were you
Sorry. Oh, she told me that when I was like eight.
Wow.
Seven, eight.
That's really cruel. Jesus.
I'm damaged.
I said, I was going to say, do you think this has formed your opinion on women?
I'm traumatized. Yeah, so it's probably, but you know, the truth is, it's probably a good thing I was not raised by her. She's, you know, hopefully she doesn't listen to this, but she's got some issues, you know. But she's still alive. My father's dead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He drank himself to death about 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. Yeah. So, you know.
Your mother's I don't want to speak ill of your mother, but she's going right along with the formula, taking her shots, and it will.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's amazing. It's just I'm thinking, how did I come from her, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, she won't even. Yeah. It's I wonder if she's demonically possessed, to be honest. I mean, she said some weird stuff recently. Weird. After she got the shots.
Right.
It's like she said something like she was reading a script or something. She said something out of the blue. She's like, wouldn't it be wonderful if everybody all believed in the same progressive agendas? Or she is like, what? What is this? The Truman Show? You know, what are you doing? So, yeah, she's I think she was a Democrat. But then she started to like Trump, you know. But
interesting. Yeah,
it's just a little nightmare.
Here are some of my I see these coming across my Twitter feed all day long, and I'm still not convinced which ones are real or not, but this is so typical now, and you have to be looking for it. My next door neighbor just died, healthy, chest pain, walked into hospital with daughter this afternoon, taken for test, then gone. He was in his 50s, best neighbor for 10 years, gone, daughter, wife, son, all without him. He was vaccinated. I'm gutted for his family. Here's another one. Here's a reply to that. My son-in-law committed suicide today. He was vaxxed, boosted times two, started losing weight, and then lost control of his bladder. Had to be catheterized. Oh, that's the worst. He weighed 149 pounds at his death. Tests were pending.
What is that? I don't even know what that is.
Oh, because if you lose control of your bladder, you need a tube.
Oh, that thing.
A tube with a plug on it.
I had that when I had my surgery. Oh, that's the worst.
Right.
And when they pull it out, it's like, no.
Yeah, don't. I'm praying.
I just had that 6 months ago.
I'm praying this will never happen to me. It's the man's worst nightmare, having something like that stuck up his schween. He weighed 149 pounds at his death. Tests were pending to see what was wrong. He left an 11-year-old son and 5-year-old daughter. That's the worst. I hate these stories. There's so many of them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, so it's like, it's hard to, like you said, it's kind of hard to know for sure if these are real or not, but there seems to be a lot of them. And for example, my wife's entire family, extended family, she has a pretty large family, they all got jabbed.
Right.
And now a lot of them are just getting sick. They're coming down with these strange illnesses. None of them have died, but they're like not well. They're like getting mysterious, strange illnesses, and they're just, you know. So we have a little, little case, we have some patients in a clinical trial, basically, that we,
I know something's real, because my neighbor, who is public on her Instagram, I won't give her Instagram out, but tomorrow she's having both breasts removed, and she's in her
20s. Oh, 20s? Why is she doing this?
She's cancer. Yeah.
She has cancer.
Yeah.
Already.
She got jabbed. She's a nurse.
Ooh.
And she was one of the first ones to get the jab. So she was very excited because she believed in it.
Yeah, my uncle came down with a mysterious cancer right after getting jabbed and died.
Well, you know.
So, I think it was the jab, you know. But my mom's like, oh, no, it has nothing to do with that. You know, it's like, no, it's the jab. The jab caused a strange, rare cancer and he died. Suddenly, he was fine before the jab.
Yeah, what more do you need? And here's, I guess, something. Yeah. So that's a real case right beside me. So this is why I do tend to believe these stories, because I'm the fakeologist. I'm supposed to be able to sort real from fake, but you can't. You can't. But you can. You know real stories.
There's something going on.
There is something happening. Here's a picture.
And especially when we see it happening in people we know around us.
Yes, yes, like yes.
And I know a few people who have died after getting jabbed and stuff.
And they're not going to kill everybody at once. That would be crazy.
Yeah.
But not everyone is going to get sick and die.
Yeah, and I think that's their strategy. I think right now we're looking at a 5% reduction in the world population, or maybe certain countries.
Yes.
You know, but
I think America,
which is just double the natural birth double the natural death rate,
right?
And then sterilize the people.
Yes,
you come out to about 5% reduction annually. Now that maybe the deaths will increase eventually as well. And it's kind of a slow burn, I think, you know. They don't really want us, they don't want us to rise up.
But we'll be too sick to rise up. That's part of the thing. People will be too sick.
By the time people realize what's going on, it'll be kind of too late. That's probably their hope, you know.
They just put enough poison into the system so it keeps the level of suspicion just below a certain level. So there's not enough suspicion. You and I are hyper suspicious, obviously, because of the research that we do. Because we're always looking around. Whereas the average person has no idea what's going on. And if you even suggested that this is happening, you will be quarantined by your whoever you're telling. They will just avoid you. Your thoughts are dangerous. So that's the thing. And because most people don't know, I would say people know sick people all around them, but they don't put the two together. And they will not put the two together because that requires breaking your trust with the people you call authority. And that is a very disruptive, very, very awful thing for most people. They don't want to believe that because the whole thing, their whole world comes crashing down. That's what 9/11 did to me. I saw liars everywhere around me. And when I found out the police are lying about by staging certain events around me in my own neighborhood, you know, shooting.
Oh, really?
Well, you know, shootings. They stage shootings, drills.
Yeah.
And there was even one at my daughter's school. It was, and
no way.
And she was almost
in a shooting?
No, there was a stabbing.
A stabbing at your daughter's school.
She walked in and the show was on. She walked in the back door and it's like walking into a stage show. There was a student who had just come into the school within the last year, sort of a new actor or character. And she was walking down the hall swinging what my daughter thought looked like knives. She was told they were knives, but she didn't really identify them as knives. And then she was quickly grabbed and by a teacher saying, no, come into the class. And it was like a pantomime, you see.
Yeah.
And then and then what happened was my mother called me from Mexico and said, your daughter's school is on the national news. So I learned about this from someone in Mexico who's watching the national news feed before. So how crazy is that? So then I called my wife, who's a stay-at-home mom. I said, get up to the school and see what you can find out. She couldn't get past the front door because the school's on lockdown. So she's one of maybe five parents who's standing in front with the news and she can't find out anything. It's amazing how they do these events. It's amazing.
So people who are even there,
they're not aware.
It's kind of almost like 9/11. People who are in New York were also fooled,
right?
And people who are there, they could pull off a staged event in our own neighborhood or backyard.
That's right. That's how they're doing
it. Fool us.
So there's only a few people that need to be in on it. The principal, obviously.
Yeah.
Maybe one or two. Lieutenant teachers that might be the lead actors in the role, and everyone else is just, oh, we're doing a drill, are we? No, oh no, this is a lot. This is live because they actually want to get the live reaction. That's part of the drill. You need real world reactions. Yeah, you want to measure these reactions. They're called integrated capstone events. I'm convinced of it because it did happen to us. And then as I tried to investigate, very hard to investigate these things, especially in our local level, but there were all kinds of anomalies that I found out about who the girl was, who her father was, who some of the people, and the girl was taken out of the school and gone forever. So it's like a sleeper.
Yeah.
They introduce a sleeper.
Then she goes to the next school. She goes to the next school and does the same thing.
Maybe. I don't know what happened after, but this is sophisticated stuff. So they introduce a sleeper actor who is coached, and it's very, they don't just bomb into the school and do it. It's preparation and planning. It's quite fantastic, actually. So it's interesting.
Well, you wonder too, like maybe coworkers could be those kind of people as well.
Yeah.
You get a new coworker, like if you work in an office or someplace and you get a new coworker, and then, you know, who are they really?
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow. They're basically, yeah, crisis actor. They're actors, but they're not on TV, although they are once in a while when they when there's a staged news event. And then especially the school example is that it made the national news.
Yeah, the national news was there before the parents of the children knew about it. What does that tell you? Because it was really about bullying. There was a whole bullying thing back at that time. I it could have been National Bullying Day. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it was, because it was in, I think it was in February, you know, and everyone has to wear pink, sort of a humiliation color to the school. That may have been the case. Yeah. I don't remember exactly, but my point is, at that point, I realized, okay, if the police, so that means that the police, a level of the police, have to be in on it. So that was one thing that really disturbed me.
Yeah, the police are run by the Freemasons, I think, for the most part.
Yeah, but that disturbed
me. They're like in a guild.
Yeah, of course, the Brotherhood Fraternal Order of Police.
It also makes, like, for them, the more problems there are in the world, it's better for their job security.
Well, of course.
Right? They have to put on false flag events so that we think that we need the police. You know, governments do the same thing. We, you know, get everyone to think that the government's going to save us, the police are going to save us, and we need to lock you down. We need to install more surveillance equipment. And
9/11 created Homeland Security. That didn't exist before 9/11. Now look at it. What a huge... Yeah. It's probably the biggest building in Washington, D.C. area. It's a fortress.
Wow.
With a budget in the tens of billions of dollars. Just think about that. It didn't exist before. It did not exist. Airport security was a municipal affair. It was private security. Now they've made this massive bureaucracy. But my point is, when you consider that there are people at the top that are, you can't trust them anymore, it does break your world. That's why you can't acknowledge certain lies. Because then what do you do?
We're socialized. Yeah, we're socialized to want to fit in and be a part of society, and then when you're ostracized from society, that's one of the worst things for a human being to go through. Nobody wants to be ostracized from society or from their
Their immediate clan, their tribe. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's my vaccine injury of the day thing. I'm subscribed to about 10 different Substacks where they are just pounding on the vaccine injuries, and Steve Kirsch is trying to bring the awareness to the people, but I don't know. You don't follow this stuff.
People don't want
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
we know what's going on. We have enough evidence to see the whole fraud for what it is, but, you know, like what can we do about it? When people are willingly going to the clinic and rolling up their sleeves.
I know.
And, I was verbally abused about 2 months ago by some stranger, basically, who's yelling at me because I didn't get my shots. You know, it's like.
It's dangerous.
Dude.
These people are dangerous.
We're getting our information from different places.
No, I know that. And we're like, even I have this information flowing at me day in and day out. I ignore it some days because it's enough. Like, I get the idea. I don't need to keep reading it. But the average person out there is not receiving this at all. You have to remember that. So they're not tuned into any of this alternative media. They're only getting the narrative. So they're still on the idea that now we're up to monkeypox and whatever pox and this pox. And we're up to, now we use the word up to date. We're not even counting vaccines anymore. We're just going to say up to date. So, you're going to lose track of that.
True in Canada, unvaccinated people cannot leave the country. Is that still happening?
No. The only thing we couldn't do is we couldn't get on a plane or a train. So last week they relaxed that. Now we can get on a plane or a train. But the problem is now they're just restarting up the transportation system. I have a friend who now is going back to the airline job because they want him back, but he didn't get injected. But now he's coming back. So that. I was actually going to ask you if that's going to happen to you, because
maybe it could theoretically. I don't know.
Yeah,
they say for us here they said July 1st.
Okay, so you could go back to your job.
They're going to start to open. Well, they didn't say that.
Right,
they didn't say that.
No,
they said July 1st. You don't need to wear a mask outdoors.
Well, technically, that's why I was being I want to be hopeful for you because
I never do anyway.
They're going to start bringing, most industries are bringing people back now because they can't run.
They could
quite that well because they haven't. I'm hearing stories that planes are
Oh yeah. All the flights are being canceled. They don't have because all the pilots got sick from the jab.
A lot of them, or they just refused, so they were laid off.
But
without pay,
they don't want us moving. We're slaves, right? They don't want us to move around.
Absolutely.
That's the thing. They don't want us to drive. Gasoline's expensive. They don't want us to drive. They don't want us to move.
I agree.
Like that freak, that psychopath in Australia, Daniel Andrews.
Dan Andrews.
You know, he's like, movement. We have to limit movement. That's what it's all
about.
They don't want us to move around. He's
blurting out Agenda 21 goals, sustainable development goals. This is all part of no flying, no driving. Working within 5 kilometers of where you live.
Yeah.
This is all.
You know what they do here?
Yeah.
They literally locking people at their factories. They do that here, just like they do in China.
So what? You have to live there?
This place has been very dystopian. This is a military dictatorship where I live, so I can't talk about it too much.
And wow.
When I started making videos, I kind of promised my wife. I said, I won't talk about this country.
Okay.
Because they don't put up with people talking about stuff, you know?
Even though you're in America?
They
would just remove you.
they'll kick me out.
Okay.
For one thing, at best.
Okay.
A van drives up and people get in the van and you never see them again.
Oh, great. See, that's why I haven't left Kanakistan, even though.
There's a dark side.
Well, I don't think I should have to leave my country. That's how I put it. And the other thought is, I think I have more rights where I was born than if I went somewhere else. That's my thinking.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's true, yeah.
And there are people around me.
You can communicate with people better.
Yes.
Yeah, you have a kind of a, you have a right to speak your mind, and you understand the laws.
Right.
And it's a better situation.
I think I'm safest where I am. I don't want to go to a country where no one can understand me and I can't communicate. Now, I know that even though I know what I'm saying in English here in my country, that people don't believe it or they won't accept it. But at least I have something I can work with. So, so I'm not moving. You know, if anywhere, I'd go to Texas, but at the moment, I don't think I have to go. But yeah, so in Canada, which is going to be the first post-nation state, I think that's what we're going for. So they're really going along with all this.
Post-nation state?
Right.
What does that mean?
It means countries will disappear. And as I may have explained to you earlier, if you look at a map of North America, look up America 2050. So the border is gone and they're just mega regions and mega cities. So I'm in the Great Lakes mega region.
It's like colony.
Yeah.
And so everyone has to stay there.
Yes. So you'll have a mega region governor, a mega city will have its own mega leader, a mayor. A mayor will have like a governor type powers of major cities.
Okay.
But Toronto would be a mega region.
And it's kind of like, what do they call it? Serfdom, or they had that before, I think. The kingdoms.
Yeah,
like
I would
say
Game
of Thrones or even Handmaid's Tale, I think was kind of.
I would say Hunger Games. Yeah, so anyone outside the mega
Hunger
cities
Games,
is going to be in a mega region. So I would say most people will not be authorized to be outside the city unless they're doing something for the mega region. For instance, if you're operating a corporate farm or something, that kind of thing. But things like getting a pass out of the mega city to go to the mega region to camp, good luck. Like, that's why I say, if you think you're going to hide in the country, they're going to bring you in because they're going to withdraw all the services from the country. So if you have a heart attack and you're out of the mega city, well, good luck. There's not going to be a hospital out there. So that's how I see them organizing North America, for instance. So that's if all this goes through. You know, guys, it's not for certain. None of this is in stone. This is only if everyone goes along with it, by the way. So. All hope
that's
is
why
not
they're
lost.
Just pumping propaganda. It's all narrative based. It's not really even military based, right? It's not like there's it's not the military, you know, stomping through our neighborhoods forcing us to do these things.
No, it's your neighbor and your mother.
And it's the narrative. And the TV, And then people spread it themselves as well. And that's Noah Harari, or Yuval Harari in his book.
Yeah. You still there? Oh. Ooh, you went to, sorry, Mr. E just cut out there and I'm looking at his network connection. It says 0 out of 10. Wow, Yuval Noah Harari blew out the connection with Mr. E. Sorry about that, guys. Well, it's been about an hour. I'm not a conspiracy theorist when it comes to network connections. Although he is in another country. But maybe I willfully don't want this to happen. Wait, is he on Skype? I can probably call him on Skype. Where is he here? Da-da-da-da-da. He said he had Skype open, so I'll try and call him on Skype and wrap up the show. It's been about an hour. Oh, he just disappeared. He just disappeared from the studio, so we'll try and bring him up on Skype. I hope everyone has enjoyed the show tonight. I always like talking to Mr. E. I think I'm calling Mr. E. Maybe his connection got completely shut down. Well, it says his connection is in yellow. Got a voice message here. Who's this voice message from? Let me just play it real quick. Nope. Nobody's there. Okay. Anyway, well, that was interesting. Maybe his connection went out. Let's just have a quick look at FakeoTube, by the way. Have I put anything? Let me put B.B. Lestrange here. I'll play a bit of Mark's video here, Mr. E.
All right. Today we're going to focus on this band, Heart, especially focusing on the two sisters, Anne and Nancy Wilson, vocalist and guitarist of this band. This is the album cover from their first album called Dreamboat Annie, 1975. And at first glance,
if we can't get you in the flesh, we just play one of your videos.
Dude, my electricity just went out completely.
Oh, wow. Is there a van sitting outside your house?
Maybe. I said the name. I must have said the code word or something.
Yes. You said the emergency word to shut the power out. Did the whole street go out?
So I'm just on my cell phone now using the cellular network.
Oh, wow.
There's no electricity at all in my house.
Can you look outside?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, you can't tell because it's daytime, so you can't tell if the power...
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. I mean, it happens once in a while, but not, you know, once every 6 months maybe. But
wow. Wow.
I don't know why it's happening now. That's kind of...
Well, my girl Jenny... I call my generator Jenny. My girl Jenny was pretty busy here because we had big winds that take out the power lines. So Jenny was super busy. Now, let me just remind everybody that Mr. E hasn't got his job back yet. I'm hopeful that you'll get back into your position because I think everyone around the world is getting called back in to work.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. I mean, I was not to brag, but I was good at my job, you know? And then what I've heard is that the person who kind of took over in doing what I used to do, like it all went downhill.
Well, let me put it this way. This is something interesting. I heard that, for instance, there was a big train derailment in Lawrence, Kansas. That's where my cousin had a farm. And somebody from Union Pacific wrote in to the No Agenda show to discuss why that would happen. Well, some of the most qualified people, some of the smartest people, the ones that have real world practical intelligence that didn't get the injection have been laid off. So that includes people, for instance, that build the trains. Like you can't just put a train on the rails and jam the cars together and just push it to where you want it to go. There is a lot of intelligent design, believe it or not, when you build a train, including where to place the engines, how much horsepower to put where along in the train. And they're saying that some of the dummies that are left over are not able to put the trains together fast enough or properly. And that's why Union Pacific was telling all their customers, you have to cut down all your shipments by 30%, including all the Flying J's that provide the diesel and supplies for the truckers. So there have been, I've seen pictures of lineups of at truck stops because they're out of fuel, because the trains that bring the fuel, they're not being assembled fast enough, because we all know that businesses have cut back over the years to just bare bones staffs. Only the good guys are left. And when you tell them they can't work, go home, and some of the smartest people are the ones that are not getting injected, things like that happen where trains derail. So I thought that was a fantastic explanation. So planes crashing, trains derailing, that kind of thing, or bad teachers in your case, taking your job, so things aren't getting done, people aren't being trained.
I mean, don't you think they kind of want society to just kind of stop working to a certain extent and just kind of collapse? That's the crisis, and then they bring in these new regions like you were just talking about.
Absolutely.
But it's got to be an orderly collapse. They don't want chaos generated from us. They create the chaos, and then they control the reaction. They control us with their kind of manufactured chaos. But I think they just want everything to kind of stop working. And we just become a bunch of peasants
again. I agree. And now that I look at the pictures of the train derailment, okay, so maybe 6 cars dumped their coal onto the tracks. Not nearly what the media portrayed it as. I know you can't see this, but actually some beautiful...
Oh, I can see it. Yeah, I can see it on my phone.
Here. Oh, you can see it? Yeah. So as usual, it's not as big of a deal if you ask me, but it actually derailed on a straightaway, which is kind of strange. But again, if the engines are in the wrong position and they could just buckle the train because of too much force being pushed and it's not distributed evenly. So I can see all that happening. I can see it being a real story, but it is suspicious. But beautiful photo, beautiful photography. Wow. Really fantastic. Yeah. But yeah, so I'm hopeful for you that you can get back in. And
well, I don't know if I want it. I mean, the thing is, a university is like a prison. I mean, back when I worked there, if you went to the campus, they would scan your face and it would be mask normal or mask abnormal.
Oh, right.
And it was like a concentration camp. And then they're just going to lock down everything again with the next pandemic.
No, I know.
But we'll see. Maybe. You never know. At least, you know what's funny here, though, the propaganda. The newscasters would wear masks. Like there'd be like one newscaster on TV giving you the nightly news alone at a desk wearing a mask for like the last 2 years, you know? And then finally, the guy just took off his mask last week.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I mean, what a powerful piece of propaganda, though.
Yeah.
You know, like the newscaster is wearing a mask alone at his desk and on TV every night, you know? And then now he took it off, you know, so.
I didn't think that happened here, but the reporters were definitely doing it.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So anyway,
it's crazy.
Are there any more questions? We can maybe
Okay, well, we'll wrap it up in a minute because they usually go about an hour. And hopefully I can keep you on a regular rotation as a guest, if you don't mind.
Yeah, let's do it like once a month or so if you want.
Yeah, no, that's great. Cause,
good for me.
Yeah, I think that'd be fantastic because you're a show favorite, of course. And
I'll probably, I'll have, new content or new ideas or whatever.
Well, yeah, we haven't even gone over all your content today. You and I just get talking, and next thing you know, an hour and a half is gone. But we didn't even go through all your content. I wanted to mention this greatest female athlete of all time. That was a fantastic piece.
Yeah.
That actually looks like Casey Knight.
Yeah, somebody sent me that. One of my patrons actually sent me that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting good stuff now. People are sending me some really cool stuff. And there's more. Like, I got sent more people from 1932 Olympics. Like, it's just off the charts. It's like, that's a man. It's obvious. You
it's
know?
Crazy. And, it's crazy.
And even though it's obvious for us to spot, I think it is good to do those videos.
It is.
It's just kind of, it's a slap into the face to the, you know, there's people out there who they think like me and other channels like mine, like we're part of some kind of psyop or something. Like we're the psyop. That's what people think. Some people. And there's channels devoted to that. It's like, no, look at the 1932 Olympic person there, the greatest female athlete of all time. That ain't no woman. It's obvious to anybody, even a child. Ask a 5-year-old child. Is the 5-year-old child part of some psyop, you know? And it's like,
I can't believe it was going on back then. This is the whole craziness. When I saw that, here's Casey Neistat, who's a, I like this guy as a videographer. And when I saw your cover of The Greatest Athlete of All Time, your bookmark or your thumbnail, this is immediately who I thought of, this guy. I mean, it was very close look. And we're talking how long ago? 1932. So this has been going on for 100 years at least. This is nothing new. Yeah. Nothing new.
And they're promoted by ESPN and Disney Associated Press. So it's not just like some random guy who put on a dress and fooled everyone alone. It's part of the whole, it is a conspiracy. You know what I mean? There's way more people in on this than just this one tranny, this one transvestite.
The guy met the president, Eisenhower. So they've been doing this for so long. It's the same old, same old, same old. It's nothing.
And Eisenhower was married to a man. You know what I mean? Or the first ladies are all men.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think the next show we do, I'll have a lot of really good stuff in the pipeline.
That sounds great. We didn't cover any of your stuff. Like, we could just go through, you've got your latest content, and I want to point people to Mr. E History, which is on Odyssey, and I'm sure
What's the name of that channel, by the way? What do you? Is it just Mr. E?
It says Mr. Odyssey. E on Odyssey, but they have some very strange characters to find it. So I'll put a link in today's show notes. But
that's my old. Yeah, I think I'm up to like number 42 or something like that.
Yeah,
those are all from 2016. So I'm slowly, kind of day by day, trying to upload the old videos. You know, some of them are not as
well. It's great to see your evolution. So you have Mr. E001, Kate Middleton. But is that your first video ever or no?
Yeah.
Oh, it is your first
one. Yeah. As far as I know, I think that was the first video I ever did.
Wow.
To be honest, yeah, yeah. I did one before that, but it, but it didn't, I didn't know how to make videos, right? So it didn't turn out right, and I just got rid of it.
Right.
I never uploaded it.
I just rewatched Megyn Kelly.
So that was the first one.
Because the minute you said, you for some reason, somebody on Telegram put your Megyn Kelly video up. So I looked at that.
Oh,
and then next thing Megyn Kelly pops up in my Twitter feed. Where the hell is she? She was somewhere in the world that she just popped up to do a story. I can't remember what it was right now because obviously it's a course. I thought, wow, isn't that amazing? And I always thought, again, she's super cute. Super cute.
What's the most recent one I have on the Odyssey?
Miley Cyrus, Pansexual Prince of Pizza.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's, you know, I see, at that point, I still wasn't very good at breaking down the bone structure and explaining it. But, and I didn't, you know, it's funny because I didn't do any music yet at this time. Even up to this point, I hadn't done any music, and I wasn't doing the Bible verse at the end.
Yeah,
and I wasn't doing a lot of the stuff I kind of do normally these days.
Yeah, I like the horses at the end. That's a good thing at the end when you do the Bible verse and the horses.
The horses. Yeah, and then Miley Cyrus. That's pretty freaky. You know, that's another one where it's kind of a small dude. It's pretty obvious these days, but it's a very low voice. And then the pizza stuff. Like, there's no way. I mean, this person is just doing all this weird, intense pizza symbolism. You know, it's right. Like, you know, the Pizzagate stuff, right?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I mean, every now and then I'll eat a pizza. You know what I mean? Like,
I had one tonight.
You know, a few times a year. But it's like, I'm not obsessed. Like, these people are like obsessed.
Yes.
With pizza.
They're and, messaging.
And, you know, and ice cream.
They're messaging, obviously, yeah. Huh?
Yeah. So, I mean, Miley Cyrus, whoa, total freak. Like that, I mean, that's where you start to think, yeah, they're like demonically possessed. These are not normal people. You know, this
no,
is not normal.
No, they're not. They're not. They're not. You, listen, when you compile the work that you've done and just look at it, this is some really sick investigative stuff. This is not normal. This is a compilation that you cannot say is all random. No way. This is a plan.
Yeah.
This is a program going on a very long time. This is not new whatsoever. Yeah,
thousands,
it's crazy.
Years, yeah.
I see if something on Antarctica I'm gonna have to watch now. So you,
yeah, I mean,
you go all you, you go know, into many different
what's going
topics.
On in Antarctica.
I don't
John
know.
Kerry, Secretary of State. Right now he's in Antarctica of all places. This very moment.
No, I'm gonna have to watch that because this is another deception. I don't even know if there is an Antarctica at all. So I'm
Or these people probably are not. You know, he could be anywhere, right? That photo could have been taken.
Of course, he could be in the freezer at the McDonald's warehouse, for God's sake. Right? There's some big freezers around here, let me tell you.
But even if not, like, why are they telling us? That, like, why does John Kerry, of all people, need to go to Antarctica?
And, well, he's got to see the melting snow.
But yeah, why tell us about it? You know what I mean? It's weird.
Well, what?
So,
well,
and there were so many people going to Antarctica, especially back then. So, I mean, another benefit of the old videos is we see what was happening in the world, too.
Yeah, it's true.
All the propaganda that was going on, and then we compare it to now, because we know so much more now, because they really, you know, went crazy the last couple of years. So now it's like, oh, yeah, now it makes sense what they were doing back then.
Well, that's why I do a show every day, because there's so much going on now. There's no way I could encapsulate it in an hour once a week. There's just too much, you know. There's so many agendas, and when I talk to someone like you, you know, you bring your own material and you're seeing all the things that I'm looking at in different ways. So it's really quite a fantastic time to be alive and broadcasting and discussing all this, because you know you got to give them credit. They gave us this technology. You're way the hell over there, I'm over here, and we're talking to each other, and we're trying to figure things out. Like Antarctica is another super big, strange thing going on. Like, what is it? Why can't we go below 60 degrees south? Is it cold?
Yeah.
Why do they keep promoting penguins? What's with the penguins? You know, come on.
I mean, for me, it makes sense. You know, like, it's the circle around the Earth. I have a pretty simple understanding of the flat Earth.
Right.
And, I know there's way more complex, you know, and maybe they're onto something as well. You know, we don't really know. We haven't figured it out.
We're not allowed to know.
Oh, I saw just the other day, I took videos too. I don't know if I'll put it up or not. Maybe I will. But the moon, like the top, it was a half moon.
Right.
But it was the top half of the moon was lit up.
Right.
It was like 7 in the morning, and it was a daytime moon.
Yeah.
So the top half of the moon was lit up. The bottom half was blue. You know, like the sky, same color as the sky. But then the sun was just coming up.
We've seen that,
like, so the sun would have been below the moon, but yet the light was on the top of the moon. Like, it didn't add up. And I, you know, one of my subscribers lives near me, and I was like, are you seeing this? Like, he's like, yeah, I see it.
Well, we've done an audio chat where I was on an audio chat. I was in Toronto when the sun was coming up and the moon was in the sky. And I was talking to someone in Australia and another guy in Sweden all at the same time. So I said, where's the moon in the sky to you right now? And we're trying to make sense of it. Well, how can, if you're over there and I'm over here, how come you see this face? We're really having a hard time squaring the moon. Because this is the first time probably in history that just rank amateurs like us who are questioning the shape of the Earth and what the moon is, and we actually can work in real time on different parts of the world to try and figure out what the hell this thing in the sky is, because it's not what we're told.
Yeah. When exactly. And that's really all my observations prove from the other day. And I did make a video.
Yeah.
It's better to be there and see it in real life, I think. But I made a little video. And,
yeah. Yeah, it's hard to pick up the moon on the video camera. It's really hard, actually.
It's hard to understand, like, the difference where the sun and the moon are. But the light doesn't match. You know, like, where the sun, the light doesn't match. So the moon is not illuminated by the sun. And we can see that with our own eyes.
So just as we're all getting good at using technology to work together to crowdsource the truth, is that Jason's channel is called, actually a good name for a channel. We're trying to crowdsource what's going on. And now they know that we're starting to figure stuff out, and now they're poisoning us all. So you can see where the timing fits in, because, like, that's why I call this an infodemic. The only thing that's spreading is a mind virus, and they have to stop this infodemic, this information from spreading.
Well, their power, I mean, you know, the thing is, yeah, they might lose their power. They want to hold on to their power.
Yeah.
So it's like, if we find out they're all a bunch of trannies or whatever it is. Maybe that scares them or something. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. They must know that people like me and you and other people, that we kind of know what they're doing.
I don't think they're worried about us. I think I've heard it said recently, they're afraid of Africa. Because if the Africans are on to them, because they've tried to kill the Africans for a while, and the Africans still hold women in super high regard, and fertile women in super high regard. Mm-hmm. So they value fertility and women and families. And if they get their hands on cheap energy, develop their oil, develop real power, then I think they're really worried that Africa might rise up and be a severe danger, because they have the people, they have the fertility. They just don't have the resources and the development at this stage. So I think and I've heard they want to develop Northern Africa and put their Garden of Eden there, which is sort of what Gaddafi was saying. If he could irrigate the desert, they could create just sort of a perfect place on Earth to be, because it's sort of where man is supposed to. We're supposed to be around the equator, not freezing to death up in Canada all year round, you see. So there's a lot to that too. They've kept Africa down for a long time.
Although they don't have much food, right? So if there's a famine, then anyone who's a net importer of food could have their supplies cut off.
Maybe. I'm not sure. All I know is the Africans are stealing all our SUVs, not them personally, but they're loading 20 SUVs a night from my neighborhood, and they show up in Nigeria a week later with our license plates. So
they're stealing them?
Yeah.
Literally stealing them from people.
Organized crime, yeah. Wow. I'm just saying it. My point I'm trying to make is they love all the stuff we like over here. The Africans are doing very well. I don't think they're the backwards people that a lot of North Americans think they are. Like, I have a lot of people that are from Ghana that when they leave Canada, they take their money with them and they live like kings back home where they came from. So that's what I'm saying about Africa.
I've never been there.
Africa is rising, and I don't think the elite necessarily can control it. They've been trying to sterilize them and knock them off, but I think that could be part of it. They could be really worried about Africa becoming this world dominating power, because they've got everything there except
like the Black Panther movie. Remember that one?
No, I didn't watch.
Didn't that guy die? Didn't he die?
I don't know. I don't really watch Black Panther. Oh, is that right?
It was like a black superhero in Africa, in a kingdom, and then I think the actor who played the Black Panther died. I don't know, but. Like mysteriously, like a young guy, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
But
it's hard to figure out what they're doing, honestly.
Well, they colonized Africa for a long time.
And kept
them
down.
They had puppet governor, puppet dictators and stuff.
Yeah, but once people realize their power, that's when the elite start shivering and shaking, I would say. Because then
Yeah.
So that's my take on it. Anyway, that was a good show. I think we've covered a lot. We've covered your BitChute channel, and people can support you. All the links are on there. We've got your Odyssey. If you want to catch up with Mr. E's history, that's a great place to go.
I'll probably start a website soon, just so I have a home base.
Yes, everyone have their own web space. I've always said that. Get your own web space. If you need a good host, use hostingmatters.com. Pretty good site. Pretty good support there. You're always going to need a human being to help with problems. So I can recommend them. So we're going to... We'll bring it back in about a month. What I like to do is I just like to book a day. I'll just book it and put you in the calendar, and that way we have a target. And if something changes, then we can just move it around. But I like to have just book it. That way we can just not have to worry about it coming up in the future. We just put it there. So I'll do that. I'm using Google calendars, by the way, so it should all be automatic, and you can see your local time zone. But
I'll have some new. I got some stuff in the pipeline. It's taken me a while to finalize, but I have some interesting stuff, I think, before then.
Fantastic! I don't see any other questions in here. Dirty Benny was the main person asking the questions. I think we're good. So this is a serious topic. As we've said, we're not just fooling around here. I know it almost seems silly to some people, but I see the seriousness in it. And I think it's important. So.
Yeah. I mean, it relates to transhumanism and genocide and it relates directly to the vaccine narrative, the COVID narrative and all this stuff, I think,
And I think that's real.
It's the oldest form of transhumanism. I mean, eunuchs, castratos, that's bioengineering and sterilization and population control and propaganda, deception. It's all the stuff, it's all the same stuff that everyone talks about. But it's just a little weird. People don't want to talk about this topic for some reason. But now it's happening. They're literally like transgendering children at school.
Yeah, that's disgusting, actually.
Sterilizing them and turning them into a new species. It's it's like a revolution,
So. Yeah, that's the most disturbing part, the children part. I don't like that at all. And do they have all the rainbow flags up where you are just promoting this?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't really get out much, to be honest, but I haven't seen any of those.
Oh, okay. Every company has one of these flags. June is Rainbow Month here, Pride Month, and
it's like Pride Month. Seen some.
It's really gone off the charts this year. I think
like places like the U.S. and Canada, Europe.
Really crazy.
And all the websites even.
They change all their corporate logos. So, this is...
See, that's the flag of the... that's kind of a Noahide flag. Mm-hmm. We could talk about that later.
Oh, the rainbow? Time,
but the rainbow is the Noahide... Because the Noah, right? There was a rainbow. That's where the rainbow, in Genesis, whatever that is, 9 or 10 or something, it's the rainbow was the sign of the covenant. That God would not destroy the world with water again, through a flood again.
Wow! I just typed Noahide
the
flag.
Rainbow. Noah in the rainbow. Like that's so they kind of hijacked the rainbow symbolism. The Noahides.
Interesting.
There's no Noahide laws in the Bible, like what they say, but as far as I can see,
genocide going through the rainbow covenant. Oh, great. That's what it says. That's what this graphic is here. Wow. I think you're onto something.
Oh, yeah. The Noahides. And that's a whole other topic,
That's crazy.
And the singularity, the AI and the demons and all that. And it relates to the singularity of the Kabbalah. Maybe we'll talk about that next time. That's deep. It's really hard to wrap my mind around it myself, you know.
Well, I can't offer anything. You'd have to do all the talking because I just don't know anything about it.
Yeah, they want us all to be one mind, one consciousness, all that kind of stuff, you know, one organism, you know.
Wow.
So,
well, yeah, you're right on. Noahideism, rainbow. I never heard of that.
Yeah, yeah, totally, cool. Totally. And they talk about God as androgynous, and we're all created in the divine image. That's another code we use, the divine image. But what you find out is what they mean by that is the androgyne, the male and female, in one. That's balance, and that's also Kabbalistic.
Nice.
You know, and, so I think Noahide is just another form of Kabbalism, or, you know, it's kind of the legal aspect of the Kabbalah world order. Something like that.
So. Great. Yeah, they got plans, eh? what an yeah. Uplifting, exciting talk. Let's just get back to Adam's apples and castratos. I love the castrato topic because I think that's great. But we didn't really speak much of that. But yeah, there's so much to talk about. We always have fun, Mr. E. This is great. So I'm going to wrap it up. I got to hit the hay. We had a hot day today. I'm totally dehydrated. I'm going to go drown myself in some more water now because we hit 40. Yeah. 40 with the humidity here in the Great Lakes mega region. Really, so I'm sure Minnesota, where you're from, probably just as hot over there too. So
yeah, probably.
So we'll keep in touch. Right. Everyone support Mr. E and his great work. It's fantastic. And keep it up. Keep it up, Mr. E.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. All the best.
Next time.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks.